Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Takes the snap, evades the rush, throws it to the corner of the end zone, incomplete. And that is going to be the season for the St. Louis Battlehawks. The game is over. A Gatorade dump for Wade Phillips, and the San Antonio Brahmas have won the XFL Conference Championship.
I recognize that voice. Tom Ackerman joins us now from the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, buddy. Yeah, there were more exciting highlights than that, I assure you.
I know. Well, that was the end of the season for the Battlehawks, unfortunately. Actually, we had Daryl Moose Johnston in the studio on Friday, along with Russ Brandon, who had joined us previously. But I have a little quick story. Daryl grew up in Youngstown, New York, which is close to where I'm from. And my aunt and uncle lived next door to the Johnstons when I was a kid, and I swam in his pool. And he was a great high school player, obviously, went on to play for the Dallas Cowboys, but I never really had occasion to meet him as an adult. And he came in this studio on Friday, so I got to talk to him about it.
That's pretty cool.
And he remembered my family and everything, so it was neat.
That's awesome. When we had him in the booth halftime on Sunday, Mike Martz said he's the greatest fullback in the history of the game.
That's true.
And Johnson came right back and said, I don't know, James Hodgins was pretty good. Hodgins was Martz's fullback back in the Super Bowl days of the Rams. And it was fun to see Martz and have him back in the dome. I know it was emotional for him, always is, to come back in there. And it'll be interesting, to say the least, as you have a national telecast today at 4 o'clock, and we've hardly talked about it. I mean, of course, we had, as you said, Johnson and Brandon in there on Friday. But, you know, to think what could have been, you know, to have the place packed today, to have the Battlehawks taking on Birmingham, not San Antonio, to have the Battlehawks playing in what could be a dream season, a UFL championship at home, to be that close is going to be tough for them today, no doubt about it. And I'm certain that some of them will turn it on. I'm certain that some of them will not pay attention to it because it's just too much. But Kurt Warner is going to be in the house today. Tom Brady is going to be in the house today.
Oh, really?
He's going to give the trophy. Tom Brady, of all people, is going to be at the Dome today. You know, think of what that could have been like to have all the St. Louis fans there. Warner, Brady. Brady probably gets booed by some, cheered by others. You know, just what a fun thing. I maintain, Scott, that we should have a replica, maybe not the size of the World Series trophy that's outside Ballpark Village, although this would be fine, but some sort of Lombardi trophy outside the dome. I mean, there should be some area where you can congregate, hang out, take pictures. And I know we don't have a team anymore, but we did win. And we are a Super Bowl championship city and should be recognized, just like we're recognized as a World Series city, a Stanley Cup city, an Olympic city. We should be recognized as a Super Bowl city. Fans put a lot of time and money into it. They went to two Super Bowls. They won one. It was a time in sports history that you can't wipe away. So maybe I'm talking myself into it, but I might start some sort of project to have a Lombardi Trophy, a big one, parked outside the dome that you can recognize on a day like today. You know, have the network come by and take a video and photo of it. We should be recognized not just having a building there, having football history there.
I wholeheartedly agree with your idea. I love that, especially coming from a city, Buffalo, that has not won a Super Bowl. Having that trophy, I mean, if they do win a Super Bowl one day, they're going to build the biggest trophy ever. So, yeah, I get it. I know it's really important, and it's a historic moment when you do that because it's hard to win one, obviously.
It is. It is. And Mike Martz could tell you firsthand because, and I know the stories of the Patriots filming the Rams walkthrough before the Super Bowl, but they came out and they beat the Rams, and Tom Brady and the Patriots beat the Rams, and it was very painful. It was a tough one to take, but it happened, and that is Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, and it was the last for Mike Martz. He was not able to get his team back there, and in 2003, they lost after being a great team again in the NFL. They had climbed their way back, but they lost to the Panthers in double overtime at the Dome. And until last week, that was the last playoff game that we had seen in this city. So hopefully, you know, the Battlehawks can stay together. The UFL can hang around for a while, and we can celebrate that. But I do think you look back at the greatness of what that era was, and this is now the 25th anniversary of that Super Bowl. I think it's probably a good time to rally the troops and get this thing going.
All right, let's move on to the Cardinals. Who is Pedro Pache? I mean, he came kind of nowhere. I mean, you probably knew who he was already, but I didn't. And all of a sudden, this catcher, he looks pretty good.
Yeah, Pedro Pache was with the team last year's spring training. He was kind of part of their depth at catcher. And you thought, oh, wow, you know, he looks like a nice receiving catcher, but he's not going to make the team. And then this spring training, he really emerged as the third catcher. So now that Andrew Kisner was sent out, and Kisner, by the way, is with the Texas Rangers, if folks didn't know, but he was the backup last year. After you lost Yadier Molina, you had to come up with something. So they had Wilson Contreras, of course. Kisner was backing him up. And Yvonne Herrera was really the next catcher coming, and that's why Pages didn't get a look in 23. Well, in 24, that changed because Kisner was out, so Pages became the third catcher. Then when Contreras went out with an injury, they went right to Pages. In fact, they liked Pages so much they had him up before that because they were using the DH to help out Herrera to get more at-bats. So they brought Pages up to join that catching trio so that Herrera could get more at-bats at DH. He had a backup catcher if he wanted to, and then, of course, Contreras breaks his arm. So Pages has been respected in the organization as a good receiver, a good arm, and occasionally he can get a knock for you. That game against the Cubs on Friday was incredible. I mean, it wasn't his first RBI in the major leagues. He had already had that going on, but he hits a home run. His dad is in the seats. His family's in the seats. They'd come in to Chicago to see him, and he's able to celebrate with them. And he played again yesterday and actually caught a pretty good game yesterday too. So, he's been a good part of who they are, and he is going to be for the foreseeable future. He's a better defensive catcher than Yvonne Herrera, but not as good of a hitter. So that's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the combo that they're going with right now.
Yeah, and the Cardinals are right there. I mean, in striking distance, second place in the division, behind the Brewers, right there with the Reds and the Cubs.
They are. And by the way, the Cubs, you know, the Cubs fans on Friday when he hits the home run, like, who the heck is this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Who is Pages? You know?
I know. I mean, yeah.
So Pedro Pages gets the job done, and the Cubs strike right back at him yesterday. So, yeah, it's tied right now. I mean, the division has – the Brewers are running away with it at the moment, but the question is fair, is can the Brewers keep this up?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're 12 games over 500. The Cardinals are in second place right now, 6.5 back. And then you've got the Reds 7, Cubs 7.5, Pirates 8. It's going to be a shuffle between those four. Interestingly, everybody is in the wild card race right now. In fact, if the season ended now, the Cardinals would have one of the wild cards. They are actually the third wild card as we sit here right now, with the Reds and the Nationals a half game behind them, the Diamondbacks and the Cubs and the Giants a game behind them, the Pirates a game and a half, even the Mets, who have started to turn it on. They've won 4 in a row. They're 2 out of the wild card. So it's going to be tight in the National League, and the Cardinals know it. They're going to have to do something on the field or in the trade market to push themselves over the edge.
Well, the City SC lost a game, another one last night, but they also lost a player, Celio Pompeo. How severe is this injury? Do we know at this point?
We know that Bradley Carnell left his press conference yesterday to go to the hospital to visit with Celio. We're really hurting for Celio. It looked like a serious leg injury, and they're treating it as such. You can just tell the way that they're talking about it. They were not able to give any more information immediately after the game. I think he was to be evaluated overnight, and I'm certain we will have some sort of an update from the team today. We will not have Lutz Vandensteel on the show today because it's just a one-hour show. It's an early game. Of course, it's here on KMOX, but it's televised on Roku, so that's why it's early, 12:05. So we'll have an 11 o'clock departure of our show, so we won't have Lutz on to learn more about Celio's injury. Nilsson also hurt, pulled a hamstring is what it looked like, and they were trying to get some more information on that muscular pull.
And I know as much of a golf fan as you are, DeChambeau, is he going to win it?
Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, this is the U.S. Open we're talking about, has far and away been the best player out there against what is a very difficult course. And yes, I think DeChambeau will win it, but you know, the guy right behind him is Rory McIlroy in a group of players who are three back, and I think McIlroy certainly is capable of doing it. I think the other thing about DeChambeau is how likable he has become in a very short amount of time. He wasn't that way a couple of years ago. Fans were kind of lukewarm on him. He was a little unorthodox. He was this big, burly guy, you know, going through. Now, I think everybody really has enjoyed his interaction with the fans. The touching side story here also is that he lost his father 2 years ago, and he has said that on every hole today, he is going to be thinking about his dad and is going to try to bring this home for Father's Day. I mean, what an unbelievable, emotional, touching side story that is to everything. But the golf is excellent, and he is a great putter. He obviously has a big, big tee shot. He can hit it 350-plus, but it's his touch around the greens and his putting that's going to win this thing for him today if he does.
So you have a shortened version of Sports on a Sunday Morning. What do you have on?
Yeah, we'll get Dan Reardon on right away to talk about this U.S. Open and about Bryson's chances to win. Then at 10:15, Ollie Marmol joins us from Chicago. 10:30, John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. And then at 10:45, just Blues GM Doug Armstrong. He's going to drop in to talk about the handover in 2 years to Alexander Steen, who will take that job, and Army will become president of hockey operations. Good show today, 10 to 11 on KMOX.
Sounds good. Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday. Happy Father's Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.